And forgiving.
好，让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，你是以马内利的神，你应许我们，你与我们同在。
Heavenly Father, you are Emmanuel, God with us.
今天，当我们众人聚集在一起的时候，求你让我们更深经历你的同在。
As we gather today, please allow us to experience your presence more deeply.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹、青少年们，你们住在哪里呢？
Brothers and sisters and the youth, where do you live?
我不是问你们住在哪条街、哪个镇、哪个城市或者哪个国家。
I'm not asking you which street you live on, which town, which city, or even which country.
我是问你们的属灵生命连接如谁，住在哪里。
I'm asking you, who is your spiritual life connected with, and where does it abide in?
当生活是柠檬一样又酸又苦时，谁是你的力量和安慰？
When life is sometimes like a lemon, sometimes sour, sometimes bitter, who is your strength and comfort?
当巨大的压力让你喘不过气来时，哪里是你藏身的地方？
Where is your safe hiding place when there is great pressure upon you and you feel as if you can't breathe?
当生活的风暴冲击你、打击你时，谁是你属灵和感情的依靠？
When the storms of life hit you, where is your spiritual and emotional dependence?
约翰福音十五章五节。
John chapter 15 verse 5.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
I am the vine, you are the branches.
常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子。
If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit.
因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
这节经文告诉我们，主耶稣是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
This verse tells us that Jesus is the vine and we are the branches.
枝子长在葡萄树上，连接于葡萄树。
The branches are grown on the vine and are connected to the vine.
从葡萄树那里获取养分和生命。
And it obtains the nutrients necessary for life from the vine.
枝子离开葡萄树必定枯干和死亡。
Apart from the vine, the branch will dry up and wither.
主耶稣是我们属灵生命的源头，我们的生命要依靠他，连接于他。
Jesus is the sustenance of our spiritual lives.And our lives must be dependent upon and connected with him.
因为离开他，我们属灵的生命就失去了赖以生存和变得丰盛的营养。
Because apart from him, our spiritual lives will lose the nutrition it needs for survival and abundance. And ultimately, we will wither as well.
Yeah, 最终枯萎。而当我们的生命连接于他，常常在他的里面，我们就多结果子。
Yet, when our lives are connected with him and we remain in him, we will produce much spiritual fruits.
也不断从主那里获得爱、恩典、平安、喜乐和力量。
And we continue to receive love, grace, peace, joy, and strength from our Lord.
几百年前，劳伦斯弟兄写了一本书《与神同在》，他描述了操练与神同在的重要性。
A few hundred years ago, Brother Lawrence wrote the book, The Practice of the Presence of God, describing the importance of this practice.
因为每分每秒都操练与神同在，巨大的喜乐一直伴随着他。
He experienced great joy because he was in God's presence at every moment.
劳伦斯弟兄在厨房工作，但是即使在最繁忙、最嘈杂的时候，他的心一直与神同在。
Although Brother Lawrence worked in a kitchen, he was in God's presence even in the midst of the hustle and bustle of his work environment.
无论在哪里，无论什么时候，他都得了与神同在的秘诀，他的生命因此而满有喜乐和力量。
No matter where and when, he always had the secret of being with God at all times, and thus his life was filled with joy and strength.
劳伦斯弟兄说，在这个世界上没有一样生命能够比得上继续与神同行那样的甘甜和喜乐。
Brother Lawrence said that on this earth, no one can compare to the sweetness and the joy of walking with the Lord.
这一点唯独实行而有经历的人才能知道。
And this point can really only be understood by those who practice walking with the Lord.
对几百年前的劳伦斯弟兄来说，神的同在是如此的真实。
For Brother Lawrence, a few hundred years ago, God's presence was very much real.
对今天的我们呢？
What does this mean for us today?
我们是否在每天的生活中也感受或者经历神的同在呢？
Do we experience or feel his presence in our everyday lives?
有人说，今天的人们最需要感受和经历神的同在。
Some say that what people need most today is to feel and experience God's presence.
而我们服事的时候，也最需要把神的同在带回到人群里。
Yet when we serve, we also really need to bring God's presence into people's lives.
因为许多人常常感受不到神的同在。包括基督徒。
Because many people do not feel the presence of God or experience God's presence, Christians included.
圣经中有位非常受人喜欢和尊敬的圣徒。
In the Bible, there is a very much beloved and respected saint.
大家猜一猜他是谁？
Can you guess who it is?
大声一点，没有听到。保罗哈是保罗很好哈
Paul. Good, that's good.
我要讲的是创世纪中的约瑟。
It's Joseph from the book of Genesis.
你们喜欢他吗？
Do you guys like him?
Yeah, 我非常喜欢约瑟哈。
I like Joseph as well.
我们教会的第一任主任牧师焦远莲牧师。
Our first senior pastor is Stephen Cho.
相信我们当中很多的人都知道他，并且认识他。
I trust that many of us here today know him.
焦远莲牧师曾经这样说：“约瑟是摆在哪里都好看的圣徒。”
Our previous pastor said that Joseph was a saint who displayed God's glory wherever he was positioned.
摆在哪里都好看的圣徒。
Wherever you position him, he displayed God's glory.
他的父亲雅各给他祝福的时候说
When his father Jacob blessed him, he said,
约瑟是多结果子的枝子，是泉旁多结果子的枝子，他的枝条探出墙外。
Joseph is a fruitful vine, a fruitful vine near a spring whose branches climb over a wall.
他是与弟兄迥别之人。
A prince among his brothers.
为什么？
Why?
约瑟有什么特别的地方？
And what set Joseph apart?
答案在创世纪三十九章。
The answer can be found in Genesis chapter 39.
在创世纪三十九中有四次提到耶和华与约瑟同在。
Genesis 39 mentions four separate times that God was with Joseph.
甚至他的主人从他的身上看出神与他同在。
And even Joseph's master in Egypt could see that God was with Joseph.
从圣经中我们能看出来约瑟一生与神同行。
In scripture, we can see that Joseph walked with God throughout his life.
所以他有美好的属灵品格。
Which resulted in his distinguished spiritual character.
他敬畏神，爱神，他的属灵生命成熟。
He feared God, loved God, and he was ultimately spiritually mature.
成为整个以色列家族和民族的祝福，甚至成为埃及整个国家的祝福。
He became a blessing to his family and to the nation of Israel, and he ultimately became a blessing to all of Egypt.
我们羡慕约瑟这样的圣徒吗？
Do we admire such saints as Joseph?
我们盼望成为摆在哪里都好看的圣徒吗？
And do we hope to become saints who display God's glory anywhere, no matter what circumstances we're in?
那我们就要操练与神同在，常常保守自己，常在主里。
Then we must practice this discipline of being in the presence of God and keep ourselves constantly in the Lord.
我们怎么样保守自己常在主里呢？我想和大家分享三点。
So how can we keep ourselves in the Lord? I'd like to share 3 points with you.
第一点，保守自己在主的里面，需要我们有意识地做出选择，把与神亲近摆在优先的位置。
First, keeping ourselves in the Lord requires us to act intentionally and place intimacy with God as a priority.
在路加福音中有两个耶稣喜爱的姐妹，马大和玛利亚。
In the Gospel of Luke, there are two sisters whom Jesus loved named Martha and Mary.
耶稣到他们家的时候，玛利亚坐在耶稣的脚前听他讲道。
When Jesus came to their home, Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and listened to him preach.
而马大事后的事多，心里忙乱。
On the other hand, Martha attended to many things around the house and became flustered.
她开始做什么呢？
What did she do in response?
对，她开始抱怨啊，她开始向主耶稣抱怨她的妹妹玛利亚。
So she complained to Jesus about her sister Mary.
她说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？
Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do work by myself?
请吩咐她来帮助我。
Tell her to help me.
主耶稣是怎么回答马大的？
And how did the Lord Jesus answer Martha?
他说，马大，马大，你为许多的事烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。
Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you're worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one.
玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
看到这里，大家有没有为马大叫屈？
Do you think that Jesus was unfair to Martha?
我觉得马大很委屈哈。
I would assume that Martha felt a little sad after that.
马大殷勤服侍有错吗？
Was it wrong for Martha to eagerly serve?
当然没有错。
Of course not.
马大错在忘记与主亲近，所以他的内心忙乱，失去了服侍的喜乐。
Where Martha went wrong was how she forgot to be near the Lord, which led her to be flustered, losing the joy in serving in the process.
马大服侍没有错，但是他服侍失去了喜乐。
There's nothing wrong with Martha serving, but her service ultimately lacked joy.
我们能够与马大认同吗？
Can you all relate to Martha?
我们是否也常有心里忙乱、失去喜乐的时候？
In the midst of our busyness and restlessness of our hearts, do we often lack joy?
广奇有吗？Yeah, 我也有哈。
I have as well.
大概十多年前，在我还做全职妈妈的时候。
About 10 years ago, when I was still a full-time mother.
蒙神的恩典，在我家开始了一个周间的姐妹查经小组，每个周四的早晨在我们家聚会。
By God's grace, we started a weekly women's Bible study at my home, where we met at my house at 9:30 every Thursday.
我记得有一个周四的早晨，我起床后就急急忙忙给孩子们准备了早饭，还有带到学校的中饭。
I remember one Thursday morning, I got up and hurried and prepared breakfast and lunch for my kids to take to school.
送他们去学校后，我就回到家开始收拾整理，预备姐妹们的来到。
And after I sent them to school, I went home and just began tidying up and preparing for the small group members to arrive.
整理了床铺，打扫了厕所，然后又去整理厨房，还有餐桌，然后开始还有吸地，还有扫地。
Just organizing the bed, cleaning the bathroom, tidying the kitchen, the dining table, and then just vacuuming and sweeping up the floor.
才刚刚早晨9点，我已经觉得精疲力尽。
It was just 9 o'clock in the morning. I already felt tired and extremely exhausted.
而且我的心里乱糟糟的。
And plus, I felt restless.
一边扫地，一边突然我心里开始有一个意念。
As I swept the floor, I suddenly thought to myself,
我忙着整理和清扫家，可是我有整理和清扫我的内心吗？
I'm so busy sorting and cleaning the house, but have I really sorted and cleaned my heart?
今天一天的开始，我有来到主的面前，把我自己献给他，从他那里获得力量，开始这一天吗？
Have I started my day by going to the Lord and offering myself to Him, asking Him for my strength?
答案是没有。
The answer is no.
于是我决定安静下来祷告，并且来阅读诗篇。
I immediately decided to quiet down and just prepare and pray and read the Psalms.
这个安静连接与主的时刻，让我乱糟糟的心安息在主的怀里。
The quiet time with the Lord helped quiet my restless heart.
我觉得不只是我家，还有我自己，也准备好了来迎接姐妹们。
Not only was my house now ready to receive my small group members, but my heart was ready as well.
在教会里，弟兄姐妹积极的服侍是好事。
It is a good thing for the brothers and sisters of our church to serve actively.
我们的教会特别需要像马大一样殷勤服侍主的弟兄姐妹。
And our church especially needs brothers and sisters who can serve actively like Martha.
但是在服侍的同时，我们需要有意识的空出时间，让我们的生命空出时间来与主亲近，让我们的生命连接于主。
But while serving, we need to intentionally make time to draw near to the Lord and be connected with Him.
以玛利亚的心来做马大的服侍，从而越服侍越甘甜。
Serving like Martha with the heart of Mary, which leads to sweeter service.
第二点，保守自己常在主里，需要我们渴慕神，有一颗饥渴慕义的心。常常保守自己在神的话语里。
The second point is to keep ourselves in the Lord. We need to have a longing heart. We always needing to keep ourselves in God's words.
诗篇六十三篇说：“神啊，我的心，神啊，你是我的神，我要切切的寻求你。”
Psalm 63 says, "O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you."
在干旱疲乏无水之地，我渴想你，我的心切慕你。
My soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water.
诗篇四十二篇说：“神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。”
In Psalm 42, it says, "As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God."
求神赐我们一颗常常渴慕的心，时刻来寻求他。
Let's pray that God will give us a heart that will often and always seek after Him.
诗篇第一篇说：“唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。”
Psalms 1 says that blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and on His law he meditates day and night.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers.
当一个人昼夜思想神的话语时，他就住在主里面。
When a person is thinking about God's words day and night, they live in the Lord.
他的生命就像溪水旁的树一样，因为有水分和营养的滋润供应，他就枝繁叶茂，不断地结出美好的果子。
Their life is like a tree beside a stream. Because there is a supply of water and nourishment, they grow and flourish and continue to yield fruit.
彼得前书二章二节说，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样。叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 2 says, "Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation."
使徒彼得告诉我们，一个基督徒他的属灵生命要成长长大。
The Apostle Paul says that for a Christian to grow spiritually, we must cherish God's words and be transformed and changed by God's words.
他已经先帮我翻译了，就要喜爱渴慕神的话语，生命不断被神的话更新改变。 当我们被神的话充满时，他的话语成为我们随时的力量、安慰、鼓励、建造，还有提醒。
When we are filled with God's words, His word becomes our strength at all times.
我们也随时可以经历主的同在。
And we can experience God's presence.
第三点，保守自己常在主里面，需要保守自己在主的爱中。
The third point is keeping ourselves in the Lord and remaining in His love.
犹大书一章二十一节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的正道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
Judah 1:20-21. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life.
约翰一书四章十六节，神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
1 John 4:16 says, God is love.Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them.
神父卢云说，一个基督徒需要每天不断地体会神的爱，并且不断地更深地爱上神。
The famous priest Henry Nouwen said that a Christian needs to experience the love of God every day and to continue to fall more and more deeply in love with him.
他说属灵操练就是深深感受到我们是被神所爱的。
He said, spiritual discipline is to deeply feel that we are God's beloved.
我们是被神所爱的。
That we are God's beloved.
这句看似简单的话却有极深的属灵含义。
The seemingly simple words have profound meaning.
只有当我们深深感受到是被神所爱的，我们才有真正的安全感、真正的价值感、真正的喜乐和真正的安息。
Only when we deeply feel that we are God's beloved, we have a real sense of security, true sense of value, true rest, and true joy.
作为一个基督徒，我们知道我们是蒙神所爱的。
As Christian, we know that we are God's beloved.
不是因为我们有多好，乃是主耶稣基督为我们付上了罪的赎价。
Not because of how good we are, but because the Lord Jesus has paid the ransom for us on the cross.
天父看我们时，乃是透过他的儿子耶稣基督来看我们。
And when the Father looks at us, he sees us through his Son, Jesus Christ.
天父对我们每一个人说，你是我所宝贝的孩子，我深深喜欢你。
The Father says to us, "You are my precious child, and I deeply love you."
就好像西班牙书中所说
，In Zephaniah 3:17, it says,
神在我们中间，因我们欢欣喜乐，默然爱我们，且因我们喜乐而欢呼。
He will take great delight in you, and His love He will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing.
我们每一个人每天随时都可以回到神的面前。
All of us can come to the Lord at any time.
靠近神的怀中，享受他无比的慈爱。
And lean on God's incomparable love.
我很喜欢一首诗歌叫《靠近神的怀中》。
I love the hymn Near the Heart of God.
诗歌中是这样写的。
The poem reads.
神的怀中是安息恬静的地方，是罪恶不能侵扰的地方。
There is a place of quiet rest near the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest near the heart of God.
是安慰温暖之处，是我们与神相会之处。
There is a place of comfort sweet near to the heart of God, a place where we our Savior meet near to the heart of God.
当我自己觉着害怕的时候，当我觉最难过、最伤心的时候
，When I am deeply saddened and struck with grief，
回到神的怀中，每次都能深深经历到神无比的慈爱和安慰。
When I draw near to the heart of God, I always experience His incomparable love and comfort.
求神帮助我们能够常常回到他的面前，经历他的爱。
Let's ask God to help us draw near to Him often and experience His love.
我们和弟兄姐妹的团契生活，我们的主日敬拜生活，团契生活，小组的祷告，还有小组的聚会，还有大家一起的彼此的分享和鼓励。
Our fellowship time with brothers and sisters, Sunday service, small group time, prayer, and just times of sharing and encouragement, and etc.
也帮助我们住在神的爱中。
Also helps us to live in God's love.
我们一次不参加主日或者团契，可能没有什么感觉。
It may not feel like much when we skip just one small group or one Sunday service here and there.
那一个月呢？半年呢？
But what about for a month? Or what about for 6 months?
我们就可能越来越感受到，感受不到神的爱，离神越来越远。
We may become less and less sensitive to God's love and feel further and further away from God.
没有一个人是一个孤岛。
No one is like an island.
我们因为主耶稣基督而成为弟兄姐妹。
Because of Christ, we are all brothers and sisters.
我们是彼此依靠、彼此负责的群体。
We are dependent and dependent upon and accountable to each other.
当我们一起聚会、一起欢笑、一起流泪的时候，我们在主里一起经历主的爱。
When we meet together, laugh and weep together, we experience God's love together.
有时候会有姐妹来跟我说，觉得很孤单，感受不到神的同在和神的爱。
Some sisters come to me and tell me that they feel very lonely and that they do not feel God's presence and love.
这个时候，我常常鼓励他们找一个祷告的伙伴。
At this time, I often encourage them to find a prayer partner.
一起来分享祷告。
And to share together and to pray together.
有一位姐妹后来。回来找我，她握着我的手，告诉我。
One time, one sister came back to me and held my hands and said,
美琴，谢谢你，我找到了祷告伙伴，我感觉好多了。
美琴, thank you. I found a prayer partner and I feel so much better.
三月底教会的诗班，复活节的诗班和乐团带给我们复活节的音乐会无比的爱。
This past Easter at our church, the choir and orchestra led by Pastor Conkling put together the cantata, No Greater Love.
但愿我们不光理智上知道神的爱，也主观经历这份的爱，并且时时住在主的爱中。
I hope that we not only know this love on an intellectual level, but also experience this incomparable love and remain in His love.
最后，我想和大家分享一个见证。
And finally, I'd like to share a testimony with you all.
大家有看过《密室》这本书吗？
Have you all read the book, The Hiding Place?
这本书的作者是彭克利姐妹。
The author of this book is Corrie ten Boom.
这是一个荷兰基督徒家庭。
The book is about her Dutch Christian family.
二战的时候，他们一家人因为帮助和保护犹太人被逼迫。
And this book takes place during World War II, where her family was persecuted because they were helping and protecting the Jewish people.
他们一家人都被关到集中营，柯莉和姐姐碧倩被关到赖文集中营。
Their whole family was separated into separate concentration camps, and Corrie and her sister Betsy were put into Ravensbrück concentration camp.
在集中营里，他们受饥饿和病痛的折磨，也受集中营看守的折磨和羞辱。
They experience hunger and were in illness in the concentration camp and were tortured and humiliated by camp guards.
在《密室》这本书里，其中有一段柯莉这样写道
：In the book, Corrie writes.
可是当世上其他的事越来越难令人了解时，有一件事却越来越清楚。
But as the rest of the world grew stranger, one thing became increasingly clear.
我们越来越明白自己为什么会被留在这里。
And that was the reason the two of us were here.
我们不了解别人为何要受苦。
Why others should suffer, we were not shown.
但在我们自己这一方面，从早晨直到夜晚熄灯时止，只要我们不必出去排队点名的时候。
As for us, from morning until lights out, whenever we were not in ranks for roll call,
我们的圣经就成了别人的希望与鼓励。
Our Bible was the center. The center of an ever widening circle of help and of hope.
而且如今这个圈子越来越大了，好像是一群无家可归的弃儿围着一堆熊熊的烈火。
Like waves clustered around a blazing fire, we gathered around it.
我们围聚在圣经旁边，把自己的心交出去，让圣经的光与热来护庇我们。
And holding out our hearts to its warmth and light.
我们周围的黑夜越深沉，神的话便燃烧得越明亮，越真实，越美丽。
And the blacker the night grew around us, the brighter and truer and more beautiful burned the word of God.
谁能让使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or the sword?
不，靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上，我们都已经得胜有余了。
No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
那不是一种愿望，而是一件事实。
This was not a hope, but a reality.
我们知道，因为我们一分钟又一分钟的经历到，我们胜过了贫穷、仇恨和饥饿。
We experienced it minute by minute. Poor, hated, hungry.
我们得胜有余。
We were more than conquerors.
那不是说我们将会得胜，而是我们现在就已经得胜有余了。
Not we shall be, but we are.
在赖文集中营中有两个不同阶层的生活，二者互相敬亭。
Life in Ravensbrück took place in two separate levels, mutually impossible.
其中一个是我们外表看得见的生活，这种生活一天比一天更可怕。
One was the observable and external life.Which grew every day more horrible.
另一种乃是与神同在的生活，这种生活却一天比一天更好，真而又真，荣上加荣。
The other life, the life we lived with God, grew daily better, truth upon truth, glory upon glory.
后来姐姐碧倩病死在集中营中，柯莉被释放。
And later, Betsy passed due to illness in the concentration camp, and Corey was released.
战后，柯莉到处宣扬基督爱和饶恕的福音。
After the war, Corey went everywhere to share the gospel of Christ's love and forgiveness, and told people.
并且告诉人们，无论深渊多深，神比深渊更深。
And told people there is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still.
因为他就是这样经历的。
Because this is what she experienced.
柯莉曾经这样说，在主的爱中与他相连，使我得胜有余，离了他，我什么也不是。
Corey once said, connected with him and in his love, I am more than a conqueror. Without him, I am nothing.
因为今天是母亲节，请允许我对母亲们说几句话。
And since today is Mother's Day, allow me to say a few words to mothers.
做妈妈有很多的喜乐，也有很多的挑战。
Being a mother has many joys, but there are also many challenges.
在今天的时代，做母亲尤其不容易。
And it's particularly difficult to be a mother in today's generation.
家庭婚姻大师鲍温这样说。
Family and marriage therapist Murray Bowen says,
最好的养育孩子的方式是无焦虑的关注。
The best way to raise children is, quote unquote, no anxious interest.
作为一个母亲，我想说，这实在非常非常难。
And as a mother, I want to say that this is rather difficult.
孩子的每个阶段都充满挑战，外面的世界也充满挑战。
Every stage of childhood is full of challenges, and the environment also brings its own challenges.
如果不是依靠和仰望神，我们怎么可能不焦虑呢？
If we don't rely on God, how can we not be anxious?
我的两个孩子现在17岁和13岁。
My two children are now 17 and 13 years old.
在养育他们的过程中，我越来越认识到养育孩子是一条信心和恩典之路。
And in the process of raising them, I've increasingly realized that bringing up my children is a journey of faith and of grace.
做母亲的我们需要不断交托仰望与神同工。
As mothers, we need to constantly look to God and work with Him.
并且在神的爱中与他相连，从神那里获得爱、恩典、智慧和力量，来陪我们的孩子同行人生路。
And we need to connect with Him and remain in His love and receive love, grace, wisdom, and strength from God to be able to walk with our children.
也求主帮助我们所有在座的其他的兄弟姐妹和青少年们都在主的爱中与他相连，因为离了他，我们什么也不是。
Let's also ask the Lord to help all of us, brothers and sisters, and the youth here today to be connected with God and in His love, becauseApart from Him, we can do nothing.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，你是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Lord, you are the vine, and we are the branches.
帮助我们在你的爱中与你相连，因为离了你，我们就什么也不是。
Help us to be connected with your love, and keep us in you always.
因为离了你，我们就什么也不是。
Because apart from you, we are nothing.